So we asked the question, as we come to the end of the year and approach the new one, lots of parents push to have their kids pass out before the university next year so that they're able to either take a group of their friends and, you know, go to university, or if you're applying for a job, which is a lot of the situation these days, if you finish matric, sorry, but you have to go and work because, you know, we need to get some money to save up for you to go to university to pay the first fees and so on. So today we want to be talking about driving license testing stations and summer readiness, but we also want to be chatting about the K53 practice yard out in Philippi. And as you are driver's license testing stations, we ask the question, already looking busier than usual for this time of the year, can we keep up with that demand, and do we have enough spaces to accommodate the number of young people who are applying for learners and driver's licenses? And then also, you know, the K53 yards. I know of a K53, Amy told me about this one in Philippi, which probably is the Joe Garby one, but there's another one along the N7, which is just a private facility where everybody goes and practice. It's an open yard for people to go. But we chat to driving instructors who found it, or finding it actually, a lot more difficult, and we chat to Andre Swart and Eugene Matthews for their thoughts around this. Andre, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Zane. Thank you very much.
Andre is the owner of Andre's Driving School. Sketch us the difficulty and the challenges that you are going through at this time of the year, or just in general about facilities that are not available.
Yes, Zane. We have a yard there opposite the police station, the Red Police Station. It's a driving school. So recently was closed then by Chippa United. So we had to go now to all the way to UNC's yard in Perro, or to Autry's yard in hypermarket. And it's cost the learners more money to go so far. Now they take 2 hours a time and pay an hour for parking areas. Well, and it's sometimes very full. And it takes time from the learner to wait for a space to go to parking.
When and why did that yard close, Andre?
The previous owner, Mr. Kirsten, had leased the yard from the custody, and he sold it to Chippa United, one of Chippa United's bosses. And since February the 20th of March this year, they started vandalizing the place, and he closed, and he just moved on with his life, and the yard is vandalized at the moment, so we can't go there anymore.
And Andre, this becomes difficult because, you know, now you have to travel further to actually get your client to pass out. So obviously, I know what happens. For instance, you have to pay for the vehicle, you have to pay for the hour traveling to wherever you're going to go and pass out, and then you have to pay for the hour for the test. So it becomes a lot of cost involved. How have you been able to work around that, and what is your petition actually demanding from the city?
We would like to open a yard again because it's very cramped up at some yards, and we travel far to get to a yard. So instead of taking 1 hour, it's going to take 2 hours to get to a yard now, and it's costing, as you said now. You see, so we need to get the yard closer to Lansdowne Central for us in Athlone, Freestown, Menenberg, Hanover Park, Lansdowne, and Philippi.
The city's got 18 testing stations. I looked this up on the city's website yesterday.
Yes.
They've got 18 testing stations. And from what I understand is that some of those testing stations, obviously there's a manager, and then there's the instructors, two or three instructors who would take you out on the road and pass you out. You know, and there's a manager there. Now, what I'm trying to ascertain here, Andre, is why is it that the city is not opening those yards maybe like over a weekend on a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday for you to go take your learners to go and practice there?
The good question then, I think they are scared because the learner locked up pole will be off the mark of the parking then. You see? I think that's a problem.
So, Andre, this begs the question for me is, where does the responsibility and the oversight then lie with? Does it lie with the city? Would you like to negotiate with the city to say, can you please open a few testing yards for us?
That would be a great deal for us because at the moment there's nothing for us. No space, nothing. We tried to get some places, but Let's go to the city, they can help us.
Have a look at the city's website, and it also takes you 60 days is the waiting period for a driver's license, approximately slightly longer if you are doing your license for a heavy motor vehicle, because obviously there are only certain testing stations who does truck licenses, and then of course only a few stations that also do motorbike licenses, which is the difficult thing over here, and this seems to be a problem. I want to bring on Eugene Matthews, who's also now a driving instructor. Eugene, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Hello, Zain. How are you?
You were a comedian, right? And then you had to pivot your business because, you know, COVID sort of just totally decimated that industry for us. Tell us what that transition was like and going over from being a comedian into being a driving instructor.
Look, I've been doing comedy for 11 years now, but I've been a driving instructor for far longer than that. When I passed my driver's test, I taught all my friends, and they didn't have to go to driving school because I was there to teach them. And it's just something that I've done all along. Then COVID hit, and then I had to get a day job because I couldn't perform at all. So I gave being a driving instructor, an official driving instructor, I've gave that a chance, and I love it almost as much as I love performing. I am basically performing, but just not being funny. Or not being as funny, shall I say.
I think you perform in the car so that your students are a lot more not nervous, or they're a lot more relaxed in the car. Eugene, tell me about your challenges that you've had as a driving instructor. And I'd like to ask listeners to call us and to tell us what the challenges have been for them in getting an appointment, just getting to a driving station, getting your son or your daughter passed, or getting, you know, just getting it done, because it's a once in a lifetime thing. You know, very often we don't have a situation where you get a driver's license and then you have to sort of go for testing again every 10 years. So if you'd like to chat to us about driving and driving licenses, 0214460567, and on the WhatsApp line on 0725671567. So Eugene, what are the challenges for your business?
Look, the petrol price, our last petrol increase was over 1 rand a litre. And the guy I work for, because I work for a driving school, he said, Eugene, we have to put the price up. I have no choice. We have to put the price up. And then I told him, you should have put the price up before I started here at this driving school. Because driving school is not just drive from place to place. It's petrol. It's wear and tear on the car. The students are, I won't say abusive, but they catch on the nonsense. They make mistakes and everything like that. They drive over curves. A couple of weeks, it could have been last week, I saw a student drive into a wall at one of the yards. So, like, mistakes are made. So the price factor is now coming into play. Our prices have been put up. So now people are being turned off and they're going to the fly-by-night driving schools because they offer a cheaper service. But at the end of the day, are they offering a quality service is my question. That's one thing that we are battling with. The fact that our yards, we don't have a parking yard in town that we can make use of, but we have a lot of business out in town. So that's a bit restrictive.
Yeah.
So if I pick up somebody in High Level Road, then I need to take them to either Paro or to Ottery to do the yard test with them, because we can have our poles in the car and everything, but it's not as close to what the testing station's yard setup is. And once we get to the yard, then because there are so many cars in every yard, all of the yards are very good. If you want to invest in making a yard happen here in this Cape Town, that is money. That's money. That's like opening a KFC opposite a police station. That's just money. It's money. So because the waiting list is so long, what do? We sit in the car and we talk. But we already spoke from the time we drove from pickup time to the yard. There was the talking happening. So, like, it's the process is getting more and more expensive for the learner or the student, and that is impacting on our business as well.
How do we resolve this, Eugene?
Make more yards available. The waiting period for a driver's test. I have a student whose driver's test is in March. And I was like, girl, really, March? March. I'm not going to mention the traffic, the testing center that you went with, but March. March is far away.
Yeah.
So well, if we can figure out a way to get the waiting list period down once our student passes, then we can take on more students.
Andre,
the more we work, the more we can keep our prices level.
Andre, I'd like to bring you into the conversation of here. Okay. You started this petition, and a number of people signed this petition. You started it in August, or in August already.
Yeah.
Run us through what the petition contains, what you've said in this petition, and how many people have signed it so far.
So far, we sent about 30 people, right? Most of the people was in Perro side and yet Otter side. And we would like the yard here opposite the Fabi Prison open again. So it was a central yard for all of us.
Mm. The thing is that if that yard has been sold to a private person, then obviously you need to go negotiate with the private person and not the city.
Yeah, but it's a city property.
Okay, so it still belongs to the city. It's still the city's property. So you want the city?
Yes.
You want the city then to open that yard for you?
If they can, possibly yes.
When is the final cutoff for your petition, and when will you be handing it over, and who are you going to hand it over to?
That's a good question. Then we try to get hold of the people, the city who visit the yards, but it's difficult to get hold of him as well because the previous owner, and he goes it with him. We get all that, but you can't get all that. We send SMSs and emails, but nothing came from it.
It's a bit difficult because, you know, if you look at the city's website, and I want to come back to Eugene, if you just go and look at the city's website, it gives you very clearly the 18 testing stations. It gives you the waiting period at that particular testing station, and at the bottom it gives you a sort of an average waiting period for how long you will you will need to wait before. And I think the backlog here, and I can speak to you both, Andre and Eugene.
Okay.
And if you'd love to join this conversation, please give us a call on 0214460567 and on the WhatsApp line on 0725671567. We chat about the fact that, that there are not enough training yards.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. Not enough training yards for people who are driving instructors, and they would love to take their people to go and pass out. But obviously, you know, you just don't want to tell the guy to parallel park in Cape Town, because that's not always the case. There are certain very strict regulations. And I think that most of the testing yards that we have got cameras at the back. So, you know, the traffic officer cannot, if you knock over a pole, he can't just say, okay, I'm going to pass you. So, you know, that just doesn't happen. And they're very strict in terms of driving licenses or handing out driver's licenses these days. So I'd like to, you know, take us back and say to us, what happens? You've got learner's licenses. You put 30 in a room or 40 in a room. You have those 40 people pass. And then what is the capacity for actually passing out the driver? Because you need an hour on the road with each driver that you're going to be passing out. Isn't that also a bit of a problem, Andre?
Yes, yes. Some teaching centers have got 4 examiners. You see, each got the like a job card. You got maybe one, you got 4 for a day or 3 for a day. And that also is a strain on us as well.
But that's, you know, if you've got 4 examiners, for instance, and you're doing, every examiner is doing only 4 for the day, that's 16 per testing station. And if you, yeah, and if you take that, let's just have a look at it very quickly. If you're taking 16 per testing station, and, you know, you multiply that by the 18 testing stations, you've only got 288 people passing out per day, whereas you might have a lot more in terms of learners licenses that are there, isn't it?
It's still 3 years. In some places, they've only got 2 examiners, like Yaltis, Kudut, and some places you see, they've got less work at them.
Mm.
So it's a problem.
So how do we solve this issue? How do we go around solving this, Eugene? Do we just get private individuals to open up testing stations? And obviously, if I'm a private person, I've got a space in Cape Town. Let's say I've got a nice parking space, a nice empty space in Cape Town that I could rent out to you. Then obviously that is another cost impact on your students, Eugene.
Look, if somebody opens a yard where they can practice, where learners can practice, and if all the driving instructors knows about it, they will make use of it. Because our job, we don't have a favorite yard to go to. We go to the closest yard, as long as the yard has all the things that we need, the alley docking, the parallel parking, the incline start, and the three-point turn. If those are up to spec, we will be using it. So the more people open up, if more private people are willing to open up, you just need a big piece of land and some paint, a couple of poles, and then they have it going on. Another problem that I have, or maybe a solution, I don't know, the testing stations generally close at 3 o'clock, but the sunlight is out until 7 o'clock, so that time can be used. They just need a security guy there and somebody to take pre-bookings, and then I think two cars can go in at a time. Even on a day when a test is happening, and I've seen this happen at a couple of traffic testing stations, two cars can go in at a time. More people can do their tests per day. But for some odd reason, there are 4 to 8 to 16 people a day. And that's really with the amount of people, with a sheer amount of driving schools and people who need to get their licenses. Nowadays, employers don't take people on who don't have their license. So more and more people are going for their license. No. But it's taking long. It's taking really long. And people are looking at the driving schools like we're the ones that's missing up. But we're just here to teach.
It's a difficult situation because you are looking at a backlog of enormity in this particular situation with driving driver's licenses. And as I said, you know, if we have 18 testing stations and 18 testing stations take 20 students, you know, that's 360 students at one time. So it's a very, very, very difficult time. There's a WhatsApp coming in. Back in the day, my father used to go to Paro, Chinatown parking as driving lessons, as it used to be closed or less traffic over the weekend. But nowadays, they can't use the empty mall parking areas anymore. We've got some WhatsApp and voice notes coming in. Let's take a listen to that, Joe.
Hi, good afternoon. Name is Kevin Southgate. I'm a driving instructor. And with regards to the Philippi practice yard that we've been using all over the years, it's very convenient, especially when you teach the learner drivers how to do their different type of parking. It was convenient. Nobody was there to rush you on, unlike the practice yard, which every one of us is using now. You don't even have time to teach your learners properly. So I would like or recommend or plea or ask that the practice yard be reopened there in Philippi as soon as possible so we can provide a service to all the learners that reside in and around the areas. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, good day. My name is Ihsan. I've been doing driving school for quite some time now, about 15 years. Closing of yards is a big problem for us because our learner drivers, it's safe for them there. On a couple of occasions, doing parking on an unsafe place, it put our learner drivers in danger. And like I said, keeping the yards open will be a good thing for us. Thank you.
So there you have it. Two voice notes coming in from Kevin and from Ihsan saying, please keep the Joe Garby training yard. Please keep it open. Andre, how much time have you got left? How many people do you still want to sign your petition? And where is this petition available?
I'll try today, Thursday, by Monday, Tuesday, later, we'll sort it out.
And if people like Kevin and Ihsan want to sign the petition, where can they find this? Is it online or do they have to call you?
They get to call me, I'll come to them.
Okay.
No problem.
And that's Andre from Andre's Driving School chatting to us this morning. Thank you for your time, Andre. And Eugene Matthews, also a driving instructor. And of course, Eugene saying if you really want to open up a driving school and a driving yard in Cape Town, you'll make lots of money. Les out in Melkbosch. Les, good day.
How has it? Listen, I'm now 73, so I took my motorcycle license when I was about 24. So it was a long time ago. Anyway, it was at Ruderport. Up in the Transvaal, and I went along for my, I'd got my provisional, and I went along for my driving test on my motorbike, and the guy asked me to ride up a ramp in the yard, and down the other side, of course, and then he took me out to the street at the curb, and said, go to that traffic light down the road, turn right, ride through the park, and come back here. So I did that, and then waited for my next instruction, and he said, fine, you've passed.
And you still drive your motorbike today?
Oh, I do indeed, yes.
And you, hopefully you're a very safe driver.
I've only crashed three times. None of them my fault. But